Charles E. Romer III. Buddy Romer won the governorship without a majority vote, a point which somewhat weakened his administration. Romer led in the primary with 33% to Edwards' 28%. Edwards withdrew from the election, and Romer, another in a long but frequently interrupted line of Louisiana reform governors, took office. Romer increased teacher pay, strengthened the Department of Environmental Quality to enforce environmental laws, and toughened the laws on campaign finance. The legislature, however, defeated his efforts to revamp the tax system by opposing his attempt to revise property tax exemption, preferring instead to renew temporary sales taxes. Furthermore, Romer's education reform program was bitterly opposed by certain organizations. Late in his term, Romer switched parties and joined the Republicans, but never won the full allegiance of long-term members of the state GOP. Despite a scandal-free administration, he failed to increase the support he received in the 1987 election. Governor Romer came in third in the 1991 campaign, losing to a controversial pair of politicians who incited strong feelings, Edwin Edwards and David Duke.